Could SGLT2 inhibitors help lower the risk of sudden cardiac death? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A new meta-analysis published in Heart Rhythm looked at the impact of the SGLT2 inhibitors, empagliflozin and dapagliflozin, on sudden cardiac death. The study combined results from 8 randomized trials that together included more than 50,000 patients with type 2 diabetes, heart failure, or chronic kidney disease. Patients were followed for just over 2 years. Those who received an SGLT2 inhibitor were about 18% less likely to experience sudden cardiac death compared to those on placebo. The benefit was consistent across different patient groups, and the data showed very little variation between trials, which strengthens the conclusion. While the analysis was not specifically designed to capture arrhythmic outcomes, the findings add to the growing evidence that SGLT2 inhibitors do more than improve heart failure and kidney outcomes. They also protect against one of the most feared complications, sudden death. Further trials will be needed to confirm this effect. In our next story, we learn from a Cochrane review of 14 clinical trials covering more than 100,000 people across multiple countries, providing strong evidence that the RSV vaccines are both safe and effective. For older adults, perfusion-based vaccines cut the risk of lower respiratory tract disease, such as pneumonia and bronchitis, about 3/4, and reduced RSV-related colds and mitre infections by 2/3. Maternal vaccination with RSVF protein-based vaccines also protects infants. Babies born to vaccinated mothers were about half as likely to need medical care for RSV. They had their risk of severe disease reduced by nearly 3/4 and were half as likely to require hospitalization. Across all groups, serious side effects were no different between vaccinated and unvaccinated participants. While ongoing real-world studies will add more evidence, the trial data already shows high certainty. RSV vaccination is a valuable preventive strategy for two of the most vulnerable populations, older adults and infants. And finally, a joint safety review by the World Health Organization and the European Medicines Agencies have reaffirmed acetaminophen as a safe option for use in pregnancy. Both agencies evaluated recent studies that had suggested possible associations with autism spectrum disorder and other neurodevelopmental outcomes. Their conclusion? The data do not support a causal link. Many of the studies that raised concerns had significant limitations, including confounding factors and recall bias, which weakened their reliability. In contrast, decades of clinical experience support the use of acetaminophen as the analgesic and antipyretic of choice in pregnancy. The review emphasizes that untreated fever and pain carry their own risks for both mother and fetus, making effective treatment important. When used at recommended doses and according to clinical guidance, acetaminophen remains an appropriate and safe option for pregnant individuals. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my Flash Briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.